insane Kroger called the Fellini Kroger because it's literally like a Fellini movie. Film. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the people watching is amazing even this day. There's a Facebook page and everything. But we had grilled red meat and drank the champagne of beers, and we felt like we were growing up for the first time in our lives.
Right? Yeah.
It's truly amazing.
That's cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, this is nice. It's not something I would gravitate toward all the time, but...
Well, I mean, okay, so compared to, you know, Champagne Velvet impressed me because it's a little elevated than, you know, the regular thing. But then when you drink this, it's not, it's really decent for it being a
classic.
For such a classy thing. Anyways.
I know I've used it for like doing flavor testing, you know, off flavor testing with beers because I don't want to use Budweiser for that. And this is at least got something I'd want to drink if I'm not trying to spike it with off flavors.
No. Right. Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are going to rate the Miller. Yeah. 4. Why not?
Oh, crap. Okay. Look at us.
Well, I'm seeing four fingers.
No, yeah.
It's four people with one finger, though. Yeah, that's the rub there. Yeah.
Of the ones we've had so far, this kind of felt like most of the middle of the road average.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
Fizzy yellow beer.
Very comfortable, you know? So this one is 4.0.
And it tastes kind of like nothing.
Sure. 4.6% ABV. So there you go.
That is kind of right in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
F. This is sweeter than some of the others we've had.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a little grainier, too.
Yeah. Mm. Grainy and sweet.
Kind of, eh.
Yeah.
It's not great.
The understatement.
Are you okay?
No, I almost.
I think he broke himself a little.
Just the way Kendall's delivery was amazing.
Not great. I mean, we've had better, even in his flight already.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, rated against the Pabst.
I think it's about the same.
About even. Okay.
It might be the same beer.
It could be.
By the same company.
Yes.
Well, we'll be back to finish this in a second. Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone.
Hi. Grandpa beer.
Yep, we're channeling our grandpa beers. And we are...
I gotta pee!
Thank you.
Just letting you know.
We are in the midst of, for those of you just tuning in, we're doing a blind tasting of some regional and national beers that have been a part of everyone's life at some point in their lives. Whether it's family members that introduce them or the first kegger you get introduced to or whatever. So what we were discussing before the break was F, and we have come to realize that this is Hams.
Congrats, Sparky.
First call in St. Paul, Minnesota.
So it's safe to say that Hams is a little sweeter than everything else we have tried
for
today.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I put my finger in it. That's why.
That's very sweet of you, sir.
It's got your touch.
What I do?
Yeah. Okay. So what are we are going to rate Hams a 2.
Sorry, Hams.
But if you have a bear and a Jeep, As you're cruising through the back roads, it's actually a 3 or 4.
Sure. That's fair.
That's, yeah, that's...
Ooh, G is weird. Something's going on with G.
Yeah, I got my G and my H.
Uh-oh.
Alphabet is
find
hard.
A nickel for every time that happened to
that's,
me.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Mm. Is this Lion's Head?
Is this one of those NA beers? Did you bring out one of those NA beers again?
No, I didn't bring one of the NA beers.
I have no guess. In fact, at this point, they're kind of starting to run together.
I mean, it's been since August since I've had some, but I'm going to go ahead and say Stag.
I'm saying Iron City. I'm going Iron City.
Oh,
that's where I'm going.
Nope, it's the Lion's Head.
The pride of Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I've never
even heard of this one.
Well, that's okay because you're not from northeastern Pennsylvania, so I'm gonna, you know, bring you up. Yeah, it's the corn that's in here. That is, it's distinctive. Yeah. So this is their Pilsner. It's 4.5% ABV.
It's definitely sweeter than some of the others we've had.
Yeah. Yes.
This is something that. My grandfather, on my mom's side, he was not a big beer drinker at all. Like, he wasn't a big drinker in general. He would have this stuff called Virginia Dare. He would have a shot of that every day. Well, he lived to be 102. That was his big, like, that was his thing.
Virginia Dare.
Yes, Virginia Dare wine. It was a very sweet red wine. I think maybe we use that for communion. I could be wrong. But occasionally he knew somebody that worked at the brewery, the Lion's Head, which was like right there by Stegmeyer. You could, like, if you were standing in the Stegmeyer offices, you would look and see the Lion. And even to this day, like, they do a lot of contract brewing right now, but the Lion is big and it's lit up every night and it's kind of cool for what it is.
It's cool, man.
Anyways, yes, a little sweet, from that corn. What are we going to rate it, guys? 2? Yeah, you guys going with 2? Okay, 2. But I will think otherwise. All right, let's move on to H.
H. I like this one, if for no other reason, it cuts through the sweetness of the last one.
Yeah, yes. And it finishes, I think, drier, but now I'm kind of not tasting anything anymore.
I know my palate has gone back to neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For that reason, I'm going to throw out that it's the Banquet.
That's what I was thinking.
We're just going to keep going back.
I mean, we're whittling it down.
Eventually,
you're going to get it right. You will be drinking Banquet.
No, if you say Banquet 12 times, you're going to get it right.
Maybe your palates are, like, you know, slightly shot or whatever, but no, this one's got a little bit of a hot bite to it at the end.
Okay.
And this is distinctive to me.
We lost Dave.
Kendall. I mean, that guy's, he's awesome.
He's gold.
He is. He's comedy gold. I don't know.
I'm just agreeing with her assessment of the hops. I have no idea what
your
I did.
Words
that's funny.
Said you agreed, but your tone said something different.
Otherwise.
No, I think she's right.
That was more convincing.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
But his left eye is twitching.
Okay. Yeah, I had to think about it.
This is from the other side.
Yeah, this is
of
Iron
my
City.
Home state. Yeah. This is Iron City.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
See, I haven't had a lot of Iron City. When I go to Pirate games, I generally drink Iron City Light.
That's fair.
It's just it's easier to put down on a hot summer day.
Sure.
I was looking at their website. They actually have an Iron City Light Mango.
I have never voluntarily been to a sports ball game. Just throw that out there.
That's a great excuse to drink beer and eat peanuts.
I'm for that.
I can do that on the porch.
It is. But this, Iron City is always, it's weird because, you know, I've had Yingling, like I grew up around Yingling, Natty Bow, Lion's Head, Rolling Rock, and Iron City because they were all easily available and that's what was cheap when you were in high school. In college, you know, not that I know anything about that. But Iron City always had this like hot bite to it that was
interesting.
A little sharp to me for what it was. But again, you know, there are legions of people that love and adore this. We are going to rate the Iron City a 3.
Wow, the Western PA beer gets a 3 while the Eastern PA beer got a 2.
You know what? It's okay.
Is I Coors Banquet? Because I swear to God. We have to be right eventually.
It's
got to
be Banquet eventually.
I just want that short, stubby bottle of life. Please, God, make it happen.
I'm going to throw out Gansett.
Yeah. Oh, Gansett. I don't think so, because to me it seems a little sweet. I never thought Banquet was very sweet.
That's true.
Banquet is sweet. And this is Banquet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? I got it right, baby.
Nice.
Yes.
I like this.
So Abby ran the New York Marathon in 2017, and she was kind of like broken afterwards. But we like popped into a slice shop and we both split a 32-ounce Banquet can. And it was like, it gave her the energy
brought
she
her
needed.
Back to life.
To get back to the hotel and not die. I mean, she did die afterwards. This God rest. Pour one out for Abby. But yeah.
Yeah, some of these aren't coming across as I remember them. And one of the things to think about these beers is you generally crack one and crush it while it's cold.
Super cold.
This has had a little bit of time.
They've had a 20, 30 minutes to warm up, and these beers taste different when they're warmer.
Very much
you
so.
You don't want to let these beers open up and breathe.
No.
No.
No, you want to, that's fair.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
The colder, the better on this.
If the mountains aren't blue.
These mountains were probably brown at this point.
Okay. What are we going to rate? The Banquet. 5. Oh, we're rating it 5.
I mean, I would go here. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. A 4 for what it is. Maybe not necessarily at the moment.
The crystal clear waters. Yes.
Honestly,
Rockies.
You have to drink Banquet out of the stubby bottle or else
it's just not right. It's just not right.
And you know what? On Yellowstone, they do it right because they've got a ton of Banquet in bottles.
It's all about that floor malting.
It's all about smoking the Banquet.
They're still they're the only like mass production brewery that does their own
malting?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know if they do or not.
No, they do. That's it.
All right, let's go to Jay.
I just like how Dave had this huge big sigh, like when you said Jay's like, oh. 3 more letters, folks.
Narragansett.
This one's really clear.
Very good. Why?
I just wanted to say Narragansett.
There's only 3 guesses left at this point.
I was playing the odds.
Robert Shaw is what I get when I drink this.
Tastes a little clammy.
God. This is a... Yeah, this has a distinctiveness to it as well.
This one is not as sweet.
No. No, and it's not like a hoppiness. It's something else. Maybe it's something in the malt, but I've always, and whenever I would visit family,
I would call this attenuation.
Okay, that could be. But anyways, this is Gansett. And what are we going to rate the Gansett? 3?
Whatever,
4?
Whatever, yeah. Just throw out
3.
Fingers.
I mean, it's at this point.
All right, whatever. It's really a 4.
I survived a non-alcoholic.
This is what happens when we do a flight of 12. And I want you all to know, to remember this next time.
You know what was worse? The time that we had like 50 gins in one day. Oof. That's,
You should have been there for when we did like 25 IPAs in a day.
No, I PA'd a lot that day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I cried.
So next is Kay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one's a little darker.
Yes, this is the darkest we have on our flight, for sure.
Ooh, there's some weird... There's some fun. What are you saying? Something going on over there.
There's a little stank in this
one. Yeah, yeah.
I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it.
So
why not? Old German.
I'm thinking Old German.
That's what I was thinking too.
Oh, it is Stag.
Oh, it's Stag? Oh,
wow. Golden quality since 1851. It is, definitely best consumed very cold.
Yeah.
If you're, rolling Southern Illinois style at a festival, you're going to get a pail of it, which is about 2.5 pints. And your goal is to drink it as quickly as possible to keep it cold. They used to serve it in buckets that were galvanized. They're still galvanized buckets, but
so you get the galvanized flavor along with it.
Yeah. So then it became a question of, does that help the flavor or inhibit the flavor? They now have started lining the buckets with some sort of liner.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's an end of an era.
Yeah. Well, I mean, galvanized metal is really nice.
That's why,
really
that's why they call anymore. It Carbondale.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as we talk about these, so the Gansett was 5% ABV.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one, the Stag, is 5.2% ABV.
2% better. Yeah.
Sud's rating, though, I don't know.
No.
I think that's trending in the negative.
And the Banquet is a 5. So
okay.
These few, we're these last strong. Few that we have, well, I mean, maybe not. But I mean, but we've been trending up in the scheme of things.
5's a sweet spot.
So is 5 a sweet spot? Like, or
know.
Is it too sweet?
I don't think there is a sweet spot because I've had a beer that was about 3% that was amazing, and then I've had beers that were 7-8% that had nothing going. So
yeah, I think in this style though, 4.5 to 5's about.
Yeah,
where you want to be.
That's where you want to be.
The ones
be,
that were below 4.5 just felt really
thin. It was
really
just like,
thin.
Eh.
Yeah.
And you can tell they probably diluted them, is how they got to that.
Oh, yeah. Most of these big batch beers, they brew them a little higher strength and then they do cut them down.
Which
Well, it also helps your production quantity.
Yeah.
You're able to produce more beer in one brew.
But I would love to have like a PBR unfiltered. You know, undiluted, just to see like what the real
the PBR
beer
Keller
like.
Beer.
Yeah.
So you know, some of us have enjoyed the unfiltered
Budweiser,
uncut Budweiser.
It was
fresh
good.
From the tanks.
It was
it's
really
good. It's like over 7%.
Yeah.
It was a little cloudy, and it had a lot of flavor.
A lot
it
of body. A lot
it
of
was
flavor.
Really it was, impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and we all were sitting at the table saying,
like,
well,
"Why don't you bottle this?"
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, no, we want to water it and filter it, you know, because...
Well, they got to get rid of that horse piss some way.
Yeah, exactly.
Those Clydesdales don't clean up after themselves.
That's right.
Okay, so...
For Stag?
For Stag.
you're not, I was going to go 2, but if we want to go 3...
We'll go 3
on these.
We're going to galvanize behind Stag.
I'm going to trust that it is a lot better when it's ice cold.
Yeah.
Yes.
That said...
Out of a pail.
These have held up surprisingly better for as warm as they've gotten. Compared,
they
like, because like, I think a Budweiser... Is not going to hold up.
You're not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So
this is by default old German.
No, this tastes like an old German to me. Oh, wait.
Oh,
it is.
But it is. Yes.
Dang it. Yeah. Apple-y.
This is made in Latrobe.
The glass lined tanks of Latrobe.
It's the same people that brew Iron City.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think this was their original formula or something.
Nowadays they've got new German and it's just not the same.
Does Sam Adams still work with that Latrobe brewery? At one point, I thought
no, Pittsburgh Brewing, I think, bought it out.
Okay.
When AB moved, what was it?
Well, Latrobe locked up with Blue. Batty Blue.
I can't remember. What was the brewery that was in Latrobe originally?
It was Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock.
They moved Rolling Rock out to the other plants, and then Pittsburgh Brewing bought it.
Rolling Rock used to be good.
It used to be good. Just
that was a classic Pennsylvania beer right there.
It really was.
Maybe the biggest.
Yeah.
Well, and then the corn flavor in the Rolling Rock was also a signature trademark of that beer.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was like classic.
That was
everyone want to know what that flavor tastes like.
That was America's first real contribution to the world of beer. Corn. You're welcome.
Yes. And we're stuck.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many Rolling Rocks I've had in my life. But the big, you know, remember when the ice was popular?
Oh yeah.
And rocking the Rolling Rock ice. That was a thing.
We gotta rate this.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It. Okay. This one is pleasant.
Yeah.
It's a 3.
Especially the last one, a little warm.
Yeah, it survived.
Not bad for an old German.
That's right.
Not bad for a bunch of big lagers.
Yeah,
old school lagers.
Right. I mean, there were some surprises.
There's a classic craft in this space. I mean, there's something. I mean, you can try to like craft it up with a champagne velvet, but I mean, these OG original things.
They are. Now, granted, I mean, unfortunately, we weren't able to get to the West Coast and like do some of the West Coast regionals, but I think for what we have today, it's a good cross section of like. This classic style has been around forever. Mm-hmm. It's very easy drinking, and it's still available today. And, you know, it's like apple pie from your grandma. It's just comforting.
Too bad we didn't have some old style.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure.
Please tell us about your blog.
Follow June and I at beermakes3.com and also on Instagram as we visit most of the breweries in Tennessee in this upcoming year.
That's going to be exciting. Good old boy Sean, thanks for being here.
Great to be here and happy to contribute the stag.
Yes.
And the champagne.
And the champagne belly.
That was a pleasant surprise walking into the beer store and seeing that.
So. Oh my gosh, totally. Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
I'm so glad to be your grandpa today.
And what a great job you did.
I know, right? Yeah.
All right, Sean, get off his lap.
Oh. Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I gotta pee.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
When I can't remember because you said that rain was romantic, but it made us try.
but then they stop. Yeah, then they stop.